Wake up, old woman! Nothing.
Nothing.
She didn't even move. Oh, my God.
She's used to your crap.
I guess so.
I hear you whispering.
You ready? Oh, she did. You ready for another episode, buddy?
I don't think she heard all of us. No. All of our whispering and talking.
No, I don't think
until
so.
Until you came.
You were, I was already outside and everything.
You were not.
Yeah, I went back to the smoke too.
I put on some soft music for you, some quiet sleep music, it's called, on YouTube.
The Lullaby Channel.
And I turned the light off, and then I thought, now if I turn the light off, I she's going to like get up and then hit, like, my studio is packed right now full of stuff that we moved out of the living room. And I thought she's going to hit something and call me a fat pig or something.
Well, she is verbally abusive.
Well, yeah, there's that for sure. All right. You ready? Oh, she's falling back asleep. Come on. Wake up, kid. We got a podcast to do, fella.
Well, let's go.
All right.
The Poolside Podcast contains adult themes and language and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Now, recorded live in the basement studio at the Poolside Pub and Grill World Headquarters, it's the Poolside Podcast.
Yeah, we got a good show for you today, bro. It's just Beaver and I. Beaver from the Berlin Beaver Wing or
Beaver Wing.
Bourbon Wing of Berlin Estates. Beaming in from Wisconsin, and it's Jeff here, and then Shell here. She's sleeping right now.
That's a happy day on my side.
You guys are boring
me to death. I guess. Well, we weren't here. We literally, I went out of the room, and Greg went out of his room, and
was I snoring?
Oh yeah, you were snoring.
I know.
Yeah, you were out. Oh, let's move your
mic a little closer. Oh God, I'm so tired.
I know she's tired. So let's.
What's wrong, little cuddle bear?
Oh my God, what's up with your microphone now?
Mine.
Yes.
It's my new cord.
You're like, I'm
the teacher on fucking Charlie Brown.
Jeez.
Hold on, I'm putting it back in the stand, and I was walking around. I was celebrating my new microphone cord.
Sit your ass down.
Well, last week you were giving me shit about learn how to stand next to a microphone. So I got a longer cord so I could walk around because I pace. I walk around.
Then why don't you, like I told you last week, get one of those fucking headphone microphone things. You would love it.
I don't.
And like you could those. Probably, they probably have Bluetooth ones out there.
Oh, you probably watch baseball and football on TV instead of listening to it on radio the way God intended.
What are you, 80 boomer? Okay, boomer. Anyways.
Someone called me that at work the other night.
Really?
Yeah, someone kind of, okay, boomer. What the fuck?
Well, you are like 75, aren't you? 70?
I'm 74.
Oh, we got to send shout outs to somebody here.
I got to send out a shout out to Andy, who's a regular listener of the podcast and a regular customer of the bar that I will not be owning much longer.
Yeah, won't be long now. What is it? Today's the 9th. So then, 3 days, dude.
Oh, 3 days, hey.
Cripes.
God,
that's all you have left
now.
Is to work is 3 days?
No, all I have left to 10 bar is Monday.
Oh.
Wow. So.
Are you giving free drinks, though?
Yeah, no. You're going to do that.
Have you met me?
Does Berlin's Trophy Bar have chips?
Yes.
Are they going to change the name of the bar?
Yes.
What are they change? Kaler's Trophy Bar?
Kaler's Corner.
It'll still be Trophy.
Yeah.
But it'll be whatever version is available and whatever they're going to
I would have put that in the contract. You fucking call it Berlin's Trophy Bar, or you're out.
Can't do that. Something with the LLC.
Oh.
And then it's still me, and then I'm still responsible.
See, there you go again. You're fine. I'm still responsible. You're all quiet now. What the shit, man?
What the shit?
Get it under control, guy. She's falling asleep. Oh, there she is. Thought we were catching her falling asleep again. She's tired. She slept till she only got to sleep till 9.
Oh, poor girl.
But she was out late.
Yeah, I got to bed at 3.
She goes out with her man friend all the time.
Her man friend.
Oh my God, I told these people at work. She went to Mexico with a friend of hers, a female friend, her best friend. For you've been best friends forever. Anyways, they went to Mexico and I stayed back here. And then people at work were like, oh, what's your wife's in Mexico? And I'm like, yeah. And I said, she goes down there with her man friend once a year. And they're looking at me like, you idiot, you poor fucking bastard.
How fucking stupid are you?
Pig.
Jesus, right under your nose. It's like, I know you're not a big fan of all the cartoons. Hank Hill, King of the Hill. Dale Gribble's wife was cheating under his nose, and everyone knew it the whole time. And yeah, she goes for a massage, and boy, when she comes back from that, oh, that John Redcorn, he just makes her feel so good. She's always in a great mood. Never mind.
Jeff couldn't follow.
Hey, you're going to Florida soon, and we're going to Cabo. Cabo!
Cabo! You're going to get coronavirus.
I know. And Lyme's disease. Get it? Because of corona and Lyme?
Yeah.
That was get it?
Clever. You, yeah, yes, well, Jim,
that's
you
not
are
too
clever boy.
Funny. Tori truly was diagnosed with Lyme's disease the other day.
Well, it's curable. It's fine.
I know, but you don't think ticks are out. Ticks are out because it's not that hot. Gold.
I'm
that's
stricken.
Why I don't go outside.
I'm stricken with fat disease, and you keep calling me fat.
Jeez.
I'm still looking for a cure for sobriety.
Hey, everybody.
Just still looking for a cure for smoking.
You're going to be looking
again
for
with the smoking.
Cure for getting smacked around.
What?
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
He wouldn't smack me around because I'd beat him up.
He'd kick my ass.
Yeah, kick I got 10 ass. Bucks on Michelle.
Yeah. I bet you do, perv. I don't know.
You got more than that on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, oh.
Yeah.
I don't know where any of this shit is
going. You can talk about my fucking mom, but I can't talk about your wife. Okay, yeah. Some things are off limits, Greg.
That's different, Greg.
Bro.
Still have not received my Green Bay Packer Afghan. Does it have a Packer logo on it, or is it just green and gold?
It's green and gold, but it's very warm.
If it doesn't have a Packer... Oh, fucking, I'll take it, I guess.
Oh. Jeez, Jeffrey, shame on you. Do you know how much work goes in when she crochets an afghan?
No.
A lot of work.
Okay.
It's probably a good 30 hours to make one.
Yes. Oh, my God. She didn't really make me one, though, did she?
Yes, she did, you dick. I would like you to show my mom a little more respect.
Yes, Jeff.
Well, fuck you, Michelle. You're the one that fucking talks about my mom worse than he does.
Well, she didn't make me an Afghan.
Well, not the way you talk about her.
Is it Afghan or Afghan?
Afghan.
Afghan.
Oh,
fucking idiots.
Afghan. It depends Afghan. On, you know, tomato, tomato.
It's just a crocheted blanket.
Yeah. They are very warm. We got like fucking 12 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a dolphin color one. I got one in black and white with silver trim.
You know when I'll get it? When winter's over and it's fucking hotter and shit out.
That's well, yeah, I set it up that way.
Yeah, I bet.
You're welcome, buddy.
Well, you tell her no sex until she gets that to me.
You know she can't go long without it.
Sex.
From you,
see,
Greg?
Now I can say that because it's my mom.
From you, Greg?
And
oh,
I can say...
Oh, God, that's fucking gross.
Oh, my God, I didn't catch that. And I can say it because she's my lover.
I can say it because she's my lover.
All right. Let's do poolside news.
It's wacky and zany poolside news. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Tennessee man. What'd you say?
Again with the snot fest?
I know. It's. I'm telling you, it's coronavirus. Or I got SARS, or I've got the pig virus one thing.
Swine flu.
Swine flu. Pig virus.
The E. coli.
I like the name pig virus. I think that's what you got is the pig virus.
It's very fitting, isn't it?
He's the got a pig snout. Oh,
my God. I'll start whipping out the C word, making it rain C words.
I know. All of a sudden, no limits anymore. Not on the Poolside Podcast.
No rules.
A Tennessee man is behind bars after officials said he smoked a marijuana cigarette when he appeared before a judge.
I saw that on the news.
Oh, yeah.
Spencer Boston faced a charge of simple drug possession, spoke to Judge Haywood Berry. Haywood Jablomi. Thank you. Thank you.
I got you on that once.
While arguing in favor of the... What?
Haywood Jablomi. You were doing...
We're doing a show.
You were doing a remote, I think, at Coral Lanes. And I filled out an entry because they came around, whoever. They didn't know I used to work there because I was a has-been. I was a never-was-been. Mm-hmm. And I wrote on there, "Hey, would you blow me?" And I can't remember who it was. He grabbed it. "Hey, would you blow?" Mm-hmm. "Hey, and you got, I'll take care of that."
I remember that.
That was me.
He was, while arguing in favor of the legalization of marijuana, Boston lit and smoked the devil's lettuce.
That is a smart way to make your statement.
Yeah, the crowd laughed, and he was arrested, faced charges of simple possession and disorderly conduct.
Not to mention smoking in the government building.
Right, exactly.
That right there is wrong.
Is
that so wrong?
She's going to sleep again.
Hey, is she?
Hey, buddy. She's out. She's not even going to be a part of this show.
I am, she's too.
Are you? What did we just talk about?
She went to sleep again.
No, before that. What was the story about?
I don't remember.
See? The guy lit up a joint in the courthouse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To be fair, I didn't remember either.
I know. It was boring. God.
Oh, wow.
That'll do that to you, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
You know how they say you're your own harshest critic? No, nope, not in your case, Jeff.
Spit it out. Sound it out.
It's his wife.
Use your words.
An Australian woman apparently choked to death during a cake-eating competition. It was probably really moist.
Or dry.
What kind of cake?
Dry.
I don't know.
And she should have had milk.
Hey, did the fires ever go out in Australia?
I don't know.
You don't hear anything about it.
But the light in her eyes did. She was one of dozens of people speed-eating in front of cheering crowds at a packed hotel in Queensland celebrating Australia Day.
And they couldn't tell she was choking and they let her die?
It was cake, dude. She appeared to have a seizure and start choking on a lamington, a traditional Australian sponge cake. That's it. Covered in chocolate and coconut. Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Well, at least she died doing what she loved. Yes, you don't like coconut?
Oh, God. Coconut's horrible.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I don't even.
You haven't had any bunny cake. Wait till you eat bunny cake.
I don't
snowballs,
even.
What's
wrong with
those.
That, dude?
Well, are you yawning over there?
No, I was almost puking thinking about coconut.
Almost blew us.
What's your favorite donut?
I like the Edgevist ones or whatever they're called. Egevist.
Mine is just a glazed donut.
Okay, like Dunkers.
Just think
like Dunker. Oh, the Dunkers. Oh, you like the Dunkers? Those are good.
Yeah, if you get one with chocolate and coconut on it, fuck yeah, bro.
Quick Trip has three different flavored Dunkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vanilla, chocolate, and regular.
And blueberry even.
Oh, they have four. Yeah, you're right. Blueberry. And you know what? They're all pretty fucking good.
Yeah, they are. Dunkers are the best with coffee, man.
And they keep for like a year. Not that they last a year.
Yeah.
No, they keep for a solid week.
Oh yeah, they do. They do. They're good though. I love those kind.
Yeah.
Shell likes the glaze ones.
You like things glazed.
You know what I mean.
I'm glazed.
She also likes her lasagna glazed.
I do not.
What? And her toast.
God, you're sick.
And her thicket.
And her thicket. Oh my God. I'm sick. Did you listen to him?
The glazed thicket. Worst blues song ever. Where's Blues Club? Bar name. I don't know. There was something there.
Three bank robbers in Germany got a surprise when they opened the money bag that they had just stolen, found it was filled with sausage instead of cash. What's wrong with that?
Well, at least they can eat.
Yeah.
And put them up each other's bee holes.
Oh, my God.
See? Again.
What do you mean again? Again
you
what?
Bee holes.
What's your fascination, dude?
What's going on here, Michelle? Is there something you're not telling us?
No.
What's going on?
Well, actually, no, you're telling us everything.
Yeah.
You just don't realize it.
Exit only, baby. Turns out the bank manager had used an empty money bag to hold the 10 pounds of sausages he had bought to take home for dinner.
10 pounds?
10 pounds? Jesus. Jeez. Fuck.
Hungry guy. Where
I
was
bet
this?
He's upset he's losing his sausage.
In Germany. Germany.
Oh, Germans love sausage.
Yeah, they
but
do.
10 pounds. Holy crap. Talk about meat colon.
That is meat colon. I've never heard that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude. I think I got meat colon. Ugh. Police in Arizona have captured the culprit.
That's a country song.
Behind some penis man graffiti tags that showed up in several dozen spots across Tempe and Phoenix over the last couple of months. They revealed they nabbed Dustin Schomer on 16 counts of aggravated criminal damage, 8 counts of criminal damage.
Didn't he draw the penises in the sand?
I don't know. He said that on Facebook, he said, I just spent the last 24 hours in Tempe and Phoenix police custody. They raided my condo and vehicle and swarmed my entire complex with 25 heavily armed SWAT officers, pointed a silenced assault rifle in my face.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyone with any doubt who the bad guys are here, be certain it is the city of Tempe, city of Phoenix, and police forces valley-wide. There is no excuse for pointing an AR-15 in the face of a nonviolent offender. I guess all he was doing was drawing penises.
Is that so wrong?
Greg does it all the time.
He could have been smoking the ponies.
Draws them closer to his mouth.
Linda's forehead.
You give her a mushroom stamp. Said that he spent the night in jail following more than 5 hours of police custody. During which time he was given nothing to eat.
Oh.
Poor bastard. Well,
that'll learn him. Don't be drawing penises all over the place.
Penis man.
Yeah. That's a horrible superhero name, too.
I don't have the story. Penis man. How do you walk with those balls on your feet? I don't. I fly.
Yeah.
There was also, I don't have the story with me, but somebody broke into CIA headquarters or went into CIA headquarters and said they wanted to speak to Agent Penis. And they took him away for evaluation. True story.
It's an old fucking joke, but my supervisor when I was in the Air Force, I looked up the number for the local KFC and left him a message when it was at lunch. You got a call from Colonel Sanders. That's so obvious. Nobody does it anymore, so once in a while you can sneak it in.
That's great.
And then I was stationed in San Antonio at Kelly Air Force Base, which is largely civilian. There were 23,000 people working there, and I think 8,000 were military, the rest civilian. And I gave him the number for the zoo, and they were Mr. Bear, but I spelled it B-Y-E-R. And he calls and says, could I speak with Mr. Bear?
Jeffrey, wake up.
What?
Wow, fuck off.
He's such a prick, isn't
I'm just
he?
Kidding.
Yeah,
these are horrible jokes, but if you do it every couple of years, they work.
I wanted you to do the snoring with me so we can.
You know, I wasn't gonna.
Do. Why?
She only does that naturally.
Because you make fun of me snoring. Yeah, because you made all that racket and you would have blamed it all on me. I'm not stupid, Jeffrey.
No.
Yes, you would.
Act like we're both sleeping because of his story. That's all I wanted.
Nope.
God forbid we have fun around here while we're awake.
Nope.
Now, who's ready for a story about a bridge?
More than 750 people from 20 states turned up for Florida's 2020 Python Bowl, catching 80 of the giant invasive snakes.
I guess that's a real fucking thing down there.
I know. The grand prize winner, it's a 10-day thing. He caught eight Burmese pythons, and his prize was a Tracker 570 off-road all-terrain vehicle. So it was pretty serious.
Yeah.
Tom Rahill caught both the longest, a beast of 12 feet, 7.3
inches.
That
does sound like a snake hunter
name. Yeah.
Tom Rahill, snake hunter.
And the heaviest, a 62-pounder. He won $4,000. Cripes. They hold this contest every year in an effort to put the squeeze on the non-venomous constrictor.
I guess they've taken out raccoons, and they're working on larger things now, deer and whatever. I mean, that's a real situation.
Oh, and puppies and stuff too, right?
Yeah. Don't walk your dog in the Everglades.
Yeah, there's.
Oh my God! Don't walk yourself in the Everglades.
I know. Tens of thousands in the Everglades. They pose a threat to native wildlife. So.
Yeah.
And that's just from people letting their damn pets out.
Well, who the fuck? What kind of fun is a pet snake?
I don't know.
I guess there's the neat guy factor of, hey, look at me, I have a snake. I'm a neat guy.
You
but
can do a lot of things with a snake.
Like a dog, you can throw a frisbee and the dog will bring it back. And you drop food on the floor, dog will clean it up.
I know, snakes are creepy.
And kind of useless.
Yes.
No, not really useless. There's some things you can do with a snake.
Some things you can do with a snake.
Jeff, yours is not a snake. So.
Go on.
I'm not sure I want to hear this.
The egg in a nest.
Yeah, oh my God. It's a button on a fur coat.
No, I don't want to know.
All right. I've got things that people commonly do that make you mad or add a word to ruin a book. It was trending on Twitter for a while. Which one do you want to do before we go to break?
Things that make people mad.
Things that make people mad. They were people not using headphones when listening to music on their phone. That doesn't bother me.
That's fucking annoying.
Is it really? Why?
Well, because...
Mind your business.
Okay, it happens at the bar. People will be watching some video and are trying to watch, you know, the Bucks game or Brewer game or something. And all of a sudden you're hearing, now... The kite should be flying higher. See, this is Junior, and he's watching this thing. He's flying the kite for his first time, and whatever. And the whole.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's about it.
People having conversations on their phone in speakerphone mode. Does that bother either one of you guys?
Yeah, that's a. I Linda does.
Oh, somebody having a conversation on speaker.
Oh, yeah, she's.
That doesn't bother me.
That doesn't bother me.
Yeah. I mean, if I wanted to hear the conversation, I'd be on the call myself.
How about driving in the left lane at a slow speed and creating traffic?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just rude.
That is a bad one.
Yes.
Oh, this one pisses Michelle off. Entering the freeway at about 40 to 45 miles an hour when the speed limit is 65 plus.
There's that long of a fucking ramp for a reason. Get up to speed.
Get up to speed. Oh, and they just come barreling out like it's their road. They don't give a fuck. There's two cars there. It's like you're supposed to move because they're coming on. It's like, fuck you, you assholes.
Well, I mean, if they're making an effort, if they're, you know, driving cool, I guess, you know, if they're making an effort to try and get in, I'll get over to let them in. But I'm usually in the right-hand lane because I drive like a fucking old man because I'm 184 years old. But,
Jeffrey's yawning.
I just yawned.
Yikes. Oh, we didn't set an over-under on you.
How about not returning shopping carts to the cart return? That doesn't bother me.
Oh, God. It pisses me off when people put them in there just all willy-nilly.
When they put what in?
Shopping carts.
They don't push the carts into each other.
Oh, really?
They just, like, throw them in and whatever and blah, blah, blah.
That upsets you?
You can fit, like, 50 carts in the thing. And now, because three douchebags, you can only fit four. So then the rest of them are sticking out. And then you got to drive around them. And
here's an idea. Don't be a bitch and fix them.
I do usually fix them. Ask Linda. I'm a little OCD that way. I'll fix them.
How about this one? One final one. Shell, you can chime in here. Not washing their hands before leaving the restroom.
Oh, God, that irritates the piss out of me. The piss out of me. Pissed. You get it?
Hold on.
No pun intended.
What's wrong with that?
At work,
gross. I
do
it.
Do you?
Gross.
Yeah. It's not gross. What do you pee on your hands? That's grosser.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Sure, if I dribble a little.
Do you want me to make your supper after I wipe my ass?
No.
Well,
I'll rub my eyes and pick my nose after I pee if I don't pee on my hands.
Gross.
I'll pick my teeth. Well, I don't care. I'm clean. I shower every freaking day.
What's that? Like, if you don't
it's not like you're growing fucking mushrooms down
Jeff
there.
Just said. Jeff,
mushrooms?
Jeff just said he wouldn't want me to make his supper after I
Well, not after you wipe your ass, but...
Oh, I didn't get anything on my fingers.
I didn't get any shit on them. I mean, if you don't get shit on them, there's a barrier between your beehole and your hand that's cleaning up the mess.
I don't have a ball bag between mine like you do.
Oh, my God.
That's don't not you? Your fault.
No, you do. But if you don't piss or shit on them, then why bother washing them?
Oh, yeah. God.
No, again, at the bar I do, because a lot of people are uncomfortable with that, but at home.
Yeah, I wouldn't fucking come back to your bar, that's for sure.
Do they give you shit about, did you wash your hands?
No, I make sure people know.
You know what's nasty?
A paper towel dispenser is not quiet. So
you know what is? Sure
ka-chunka, 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 ka-chunka.
Yeah.
So they can hear.
Do you know what is nasty, though? Is people that work in the food industry, and they have those long, dirty-ass nails.
Ew.
I know. Because you know there's weeks of poop under them. Weeks.
Yeah, there's no way you can clean that shit out. Yeah,
that shit is breaking through the toilet paper. Yes.
Oh, my word.
It's disgusting.
Jeebus.
Ugh. I know. And I could vomit as soon as I see somebody with long nails. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
All right. Well, there you go. That's all I have. We'll take a quick break. We've got, we've got your video. I got to find your video for this week.
It should be a treat.
Oh, this is a good one. This one is. And you. Well,
what are you going to say? No, don't worry about it. This is a shitty one. It's fine. This one sucks.
It is shitty.
Okay, great. A little preview, a little tease.
Now, listen. Both of you, listen to me. You both have to watch it in its entirety. You promise me right now.
Well, I promise.
Surprise ending.
Yes.
Is it a broken foot?
No, it's not any broken bones.
M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan. All right, it's coming up. Hold on. It's the Poolside Podcast. I'm Jeff. This is Shell, Third Wheel Beaver from the Bourbon Wing of Berlin Estates over in Wisconsin. Do not look at your videos that I just sent.
I just told you I didn't look at the fucking video.
Shell, are you awake here?
I'm awake. I didn't look at it yet.
Okay, don't pull it up yet. We're going to do that
in
a minute.
She's sleeping. She's not looking at it.
Jeez.
We're going to do that in just
settle down.
Just a wee bit.
A wee baby Seamus.
Oh, how about just a real quick one here. Hashtag add a word, ruin a book was trending on Twitter. Like how to potty train your dragon. Sophie's USDA choice. No. Jurassic Trailer Park.
That's a good one.
To Grill a Mockingbird. Mm-hmm. Little Waffle House on the Prairie. Taco Tuesdays with Maury. Charlotte's Webcam. I bet you there's a Charlotte's Webcam.
There is somewhere. Look that up on your inter Google.
I'm gonna do it right meow as we speak because I bet it's right something sexual. You guys aren't looking at your video yet, are you? Because I'm excited about this. This is gonna be my favorite video. No, it's there is no Charlotte's webcam.
Well, that's a bunch of crap. That's false advertising right there, hey.
Little outhouse on the prairie. There we go. All right, let's do porn star birthdays here real
quick. Happy birthday, dear porn stars. Happy birthday to you.
Never see a porn star with gray hair, do you? Actually, that's probably a thing. Yeah, I'm sure they're out there.
I forgot to make one up, too, this week. I'll do it next week. Fuck it. Brandy Talore, she was in... she's having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Brandy.
Happy birthday, dear Brandy.
She was in On the Chubby Side. Big Milky Boobs. Holy shit, those are big tits.
That's sounds very original.
The Love Pillows.
How did they come up with a name like that?
Baby Got Rack. And Utterly Ridiculous Big Fat Tits 5.
Five.
So what's she known for?
Her tits. Her tits. Her big ass tits.
Her monologues.
Yeah. Kissy Capri. She's our final one here.
We only had two?
Yeah, well, there's three, but I'll explain coming up here. She was in Little Anal Cuties 5. Happy birthday, Kissy. She was also in Sexy and Flexy. What's up her ass? Here's one of my favorites. We haven't had this one yet. You all right there?
Cough up a lung, Greg.
You okay, Beaver?
Caught me off guard.
She was in Catcher in the Rear.
What's up her ass?
I think that's how they said it, too. Jeez, what's up her ass?
Like it's a fucking mystery.
A big dong. That's probably what's up her ass.
Come on, please. Catcher in the Rear?
I haven't moved on from the other one. Way too fast. Way too fast. Slow down.
That's what she said.
Oh.
Did I say Sexy and Flexy?
Yes.
She was also in Bend Over, I'll Drive. And Bang the Bum Slowly.
Okay.
That one's kind of clever.
Yep.
Maruku Uchigo is having a birthday today. You got a what now?
You got to give him that, you know, credit on that one.
Bang the Bum Slowly?
Yeah, that's clever.
What about Catcher in the Rear? I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, cliche.
Like Catcher in the Rye.
You know nothing about porn, you fucking idiot.
Maruku Uchigo is having a birthday today.
Say that again.
Japanese porn star Maruku Uchigo.
Okay.
She doesn't have any movie credits, but her picture was her on the toilet. looking from up.
Anyway, she has a birthday.
Sitting on a toilet. So, yeah, so... Happy birthday to her, too.
Happy birthday, dear porn stars. Happy birthday to you.
All right. What did you say, Greg?
We all poop. Everybody poops.
Everybody poops.
Yep.
Everybody
has a
birthday. What
goes in comes out.
Everybody poops. Sometime. Okay. Are you guys ready to do your little video?
Yep.
I'm excited about this one. Now, explain what's going on as you are watching it, please. Because you did not do that last time.
Oh, gosh.
Let me make sure that I sent it to both of you.
A woman sucking a wiener.
All right.
Open it now.
She's slobbing.
Yeah, no, hold on. Wait for Greg to catch up. Pause it.
Really?
Oh, okay, there she goes.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, she is...
slobbing on the knob.
Keep watching. You have to watch it till the end.
Oh, he's going to poop in her hand, isn't he? I can bet you anything he's going to crap in her. Yep. Oh, my God. The hell?
It hasn't even happened here yet.
And she's and she's putting it on his wiener. If she,
fucking after Thanksgiving, too.
If she puts her mouth on that, I'm going to. Oh, my God. Oh, I hope he gets a bad bladder
closing
infection.
Closing it out. No, not watching till the
Come
end.
Come on,
closing.
You got to watch it to the end, Greg. You promise.
No.
She's jacking him off in shit. Oh, she now is eating it off his wiener. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I almost spit out my juice. And I don't mean that figuratively.
Jesus, that is nasty.
Come on, you didn't even watch it till the end. You promised you were gonna, Beaver.
Greg, it was
I fucking lied.
It was a couple more seconds. So sucking on
him. How would I live without seeing that last couple
what
seconds?
What did he have
I didn't know.
Greg, what do you think he had for supper? Spinach? It was green. It was green poop. It's just recycled spinach.
I don't want to even think about it anymore. And,
I have tears in my eyes.
Oh, my God. That is nasty.
He's
going to
poop in her hand.
Because she cupped her hand down there. It's like, yeah, you knew exactly what's going to go on.
And that was done. I mean, impressive.
Do you guys ever have the urge to go crap when you're getting jacked off?
Oh, all right. That's enough. We're done here.
Well, I'm just asking you.
We're on all the socials.
I thought that always went off. Like, all the body fluids went off.
That has never crossed my mind. No, seriously. What the fuck are you even talking about? No, that has never... What kind of goofy ass fucking shit?
Hold on, baby. I got to drop a deuce.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. One hand job quick.
Oh. I got to go poop. Oh, let me hand you off. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Just give me a good old fashioned Blumpkin.
Call it a day. All right. Well, there you go. Find us on Twitter at Poolside Pod, on Facebook at the Poolside Podcast, and Instagram as well. And also at thepoolsidepodcast.com, anchor.fm. Hello to Andy. What's his name? Andy?
Andy.
Andy, thanks for listening. Thanks for our listener in Ireland and Canada.
Andy, you magnificent bastard. God bless you. Canadians, we love you too. Oh, fucking here in Ireland too. Hold on. A shitty fucking Irish accent.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's fucking horrible.
Oh, terrible. Absolutely.
Thanks, man.
All right. So let me see here. All right. So I'm going to find out exactly where we're being listened to. In the United States, Minnesota, Wisconsin, California, Oregon, Alabama, Illinois, Iowa, Texas, and Tennessee, and the list goes on and on.
Really?
In New York, too, yeah.
Oh, that would be Brian and Denise, don't you think?
It might be, yeah. In Wausau, Racine, Middleton, Wisconsin, Merrill. I wonder who's listening in Merrill.
Me.
Detroit Harbor, I've never heard of it. Hello to Detroit Harbor. Westfield, Maquanago.
Detroit Harbor, is that what, I'm guessing, Michigan for Detroit Harbor?
No, that's in Wisconsin.
Oh, we have listeners in Michigan?
You know what? No.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, do we? Go Red Wings! Shut up.
Ugh, I hate golf. But in Ireland, we are in, they're listening in Dublin, Leinster, Dublin. So there you go. And what else?
We're fucking international now.
Italy, in Piedmont, Italy, and Molise. And Down Under, in Victoria, Tasmania, and South Australia.
No shit. We have Australian listeners. Shout out to Australia. Good luck with your fires.
And in Liverpool, Islington, and Norwich in England. So.
Oh, good time, mate.
That's just an... Oh,
a fucking English accent. Right.
So there you go. Hello to everybody listening wherever you are. And I think that's it. Are we done, guys?
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
We are going to... by the way, yeah, we got to say our goodbyes because we're going to Cabo for a week. And they're going to Florida for a week.
Yeah, yay! I'm going to go see the Everglades, and I'm going to see Cape Canaveral. Look for me. I'll be the nerd in the Star Trek shirts.
Hey, when are you going to Cape Canaveral?
And on that day we get there,
we'll
probably be going there.
My dad camps over there, but he won't be camping over there until about, I think, March 1st.
Maybe
our schedule is very fluid.
Maybe Linda will go to
let you stay down there for a while.
You just walked all over my joke, bro. You walked all over my good joke.
Cape what? Vaginal?
Vaginal. Vaginal.
Vaginal?
Maybe she'll let you go to Cape Vaginal. Forget it. It's already ruined. It's already been butchered.
You should be thanking her for walking over that joke. That was not your best material.
All right.
All right.
Don't get killed by a snake.
I'm not getting out of the fucking minivan.
Oh, they'll probably eat your minivan. They'll think it's a big piece of sausage or something.
They're constrictors. They wrap around it, and a minivan is far too large for a boa constrictor. Duh, Michelle. What a nerd.
What are you going to do if it crawls in your van?
A snake will eat a minivan.
No, your van is big enough that they could crawl inside and hide.
Buffalo tried to hump our van when we were in South Dakota.
That get you off real good?
Well, almost, but then he quit when I was just about there.
Oh, my God, I'd probably fall asleep if he started rocking my van.
Oh, it did that to us, too, when we were there.
It did not.
In the Black Hills?
It was pawing. It was going to charge us.
Oh, my God, it started snorting as we're driving up next to it.
And we just bought our Durango. Yeah. We thought we were going to get killed.
God, we almost died.
That was $1,800. There were no dents or anything. It was just paint damage on, like, four
from the Buffalo?
He was into it.
Oh, are you being serious?
Yeah, I thought you totally were just fucking kidding. Serious. We were going through whatever national park it was, and all of a sudden it was a herd of buffalo, and then you can't move. You're not going anywhere if they don't let you.
So what corner did he try humping
it
on?
It was the rear passenger side corner panel, the tailgate, the rear driver's side panel, and the rear bumper.
God.
Scraped a shit. It still had, it was in June. It
still had bull semen on
winter, winter thicket on or whatever.
What have you done?
And it's loaded with gravel and dust or whatever because fucking buffalo don't shower. I can tell you that.
What would have you done if he would have done that on your window and you seen his pecker laying out there? We've been all slimy.
What are you? There's nothing you could. I guess I would have kind of watched. What else are you going to do? Is he done yet? Get off my van. But I guess when you're done. They weigh like 2,000 freaking pounds.
I know.
What are you going to do? Excuse me, sir.
Hope he doesn't pop your window off, that's for sure.
Pardon me, but the way you hump my van is quite rude.
Did you blow your horn?
You want me to suck that for you?
It doesn't do any good. All they do is look at you and keep chewing whatever's in their mouth.
Oh, my God.
Much like Linda.
Shit, son.
She doesn't listen to the podcast.
Well, anymore. You're going to be listening on the way down, I'm sure. You got a 20-hour drive.
I might accidentally forget.
Oh, shit, son.
Well, have fun driving.
Yeah, have fun.
You guys stop and stay you stay in a hotel, don't you?
Yeah. You don't drive straight down. You can make it down there in 2 days, and we stay in Clarksville, Tennessee. It's a good halfway point, and there's like 1,000 hotels in this little town.
Oh my God! Go to Nashville, party it up.
Been there.
Well, who cares? Go again.
We drive through it every time. The first time we went,
go to Kid Rock's bar.
Kid Rock motherfucker from the old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. I will then. What the fuck am I supposed to say?
Take pictures.
I don't know.
Go there. No.
Take pictures.
I will not. That is where I draw the line. You're not the boss of me.
Take pictures.
That's Linda's thing. I don't even have the Facebook on my portable telephone.
All right.
I wanted to go back to the buffalo thing, but...
Okay.
Nah, the joke is dead.
Oh, my God. See how he's such a victim.
The whole fucking podcast is dead.
Oh, yeah. As soon as we crack the mic.
Yeah. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Okay, real good now.